This is Akashvani, the news read by Amrit Bhushan. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has concluded his historic two-day visit to New Zealand and departed for India. The visit, the first by an Indian Prime Minister to New Zealand in over four decades, gave a major boost to bilateral ties. During the visit, Mr. Modi held talks with his New Zealand counterpart, Christopher Luxon. The two leaders witnessed the exchange of five memoranda of understanding in areas including defence, tourism, sports, disaster management and dairy and animal husbandry. A major highlight of the visit was the community event at Auckland's Spark Arena, attended by over 10,000 members of the Indian diaspora. Addressing the gathering, Mr. Modi stated that the future of India and New Zealand is intertwined and the bilateral trade agreement will accelerate India's journey towards a developed nation. Prime Minister Modi thanked Prime Minister Luxon for his warm hospitality and said the visit had opened a new chapter in India-New Zealand relations.
40 साल के बाद कोई भारतीय पीएम न्यूजीलैंड की धरती पर आया है ये मेरा सौभाग्य है मैं न्यूजीलैंड के सभी निवासियों के लिए आप सभी लोगों के लिए 140 करोड़ भारतीयों की शुभकामनाएं लेकर आया हूं साथियों प्रधानमंत्री के रूप में भले ही मेरा पहला न्यूजीलैंड दौरा है लेकिन 25-30 साल पहले जब मैं किसी सरकार में भी हिस्सा नहीं था सार्वजनिक जीवन में मुझे कोई जानता नहीं था तब भी मुझे यहाँ न्यूजीलैंड आने का अवसर मिला था
Defence Minister Rajnath Singh said that India is building a strong, self-reliant and future-ready defence force by strengthening both conventional defence capabilities and advanced technologies. Mr. Rajnath Singh said this while addressing the commissioning ceremony of the INS Mahendragiri, the 6th Project 17A Indigenous Stealth Frigate, into the Eastern Fleet at Vishakhapatnam yesterday. He said the commissioning marks another milestone in strengthening India's maritime power and indigenous defence capability. 15 Indian tourists were killed after a boat capsized near Vietnam's Phu Quoc Island. The Embassy of India in Vietnam confirmed that the deceased include 13 men and 2 women. According to the embassy, 10 of the deceased were from Tamil Nadu, 3 from Andhra Pradesh and 2 from Kerala. The boat was carrying 36 people, including 32 Indian tourists, 3 crew members and 1 attendant. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have expressed condolence at the tragic accident. The West Bengal government has formed the 9-member committee to examine the draft bill of Uniform Civil Code for the state. A notification has already been published in this regard. Justice retired Ranjana Prakash Desai will be the chairperson. Former Meghalaya Governor Tathagat Roy is one of the members of the committee. The chairman of the Joint Parliamentary Committee on One Nation, One Election, Member of Parliament P.P. Chaudhary, said that holding simultaneous elections to the Lok Sabha and state assemblies would strengthen governance, reduce expenditure and benefit the country's economy. Legendary playback singer S. Janaki, fondly known as the Nightingale of the South, passed away at the age of 88 in Mysuru, Karnataka, yesterday after battling age-related health issues. Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan has expressed grief over the demise of the legendary playback singer. Spanning over 6 decades, her career saw her singing in nearly 48,000 songs in multiple languages including Kannada, Tamil, Telugu, Malayalam and Hindi. She is conferred with 33 state film awards. She was chosen for Padma Bhushan in 2013. Union Minister for Agriculture and Farmers' Welfare, Shivraj Singh Chauhan will participate in the Paryavaran Sanrakshan Sankalp program at Pusa campus in New Delhi today. On the occasion, he will interact with nearly 17,000 Vriksh Mitras from across the country and call for transforming environmental conservation into a nationwide people's movement through active public participation. In men's cricket, England defeated India by 56 runs in 5th and final T20I at Southampton to sweep 5-match series 4-0. And in the FIFA World Cup, Norway will face England in the 3rd quarter-final at Miami Stadium tonight. The match will begin at 2:30 a.m. Indian Standard Time. And that is the end of this news bulletin.